Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. If you're a regular listener, you know we're about to have a lot of fun, and we're going to share with you some things that I guarantee you you can use around your house, especially since most of us are spending a lot of time at our house these days. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to the first weekend in May. Here we are, rushing through spring on our way to summer. And I guess most of us, Danny, as you mentioned, are spending a lot of time in and around our house, walking around the neighborhood and staying 6 feet away from everybody else, I suspect. But if you have a home improvement question, maybe you're going to start working on the outside of your house, on your garden, on some of those hardscapes, which are, decks and patios and retaining walls, those kinds of things. Well, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
And we make that so easy. All you have to do is pick up the phone. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can ask us a question, leave us a comment, maybe even share with us a tip that's worked well for you, and we will share it with others. We have a couple of those that we're going to share with you a little bit later in the show. So we have a lot going on, and I certainly want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy every single minute of it. And we hope that we're serving as a bit of escape from a little bit of the news that we're hearing these days and the situation that we're in. But let's all be patient one day at a time, and this will all be in our rearview mirror before we know it. Joe, have you ever had a situation, we're all getting older and everything. Have you ever had a situation that you get in a predicament,
right,
that tests your athleticism?
Athleticism?
Yeah, just to see how much of an athlete you are. Have you ever gotten a situation like that?
No, I can't say I have. Am I about to get in one right now?
It happened to me yesterday, late yesterday, and I'm really lucky to be here today. I'm fortunate to be on the radio today because,
okay,
I have that outbuilding that I built, and I have these two gates, one on each side there that we built, really cool gates. One of them has like a rounded top on it that looks like a door.
Right.
And, we put these latches on them and all that. The guy that works for me, Bear, took care of all this. That just worked perfectly. So yesterday afternoon, I opened one of them and walked into the back of there, and the door closed behind me. I walked around the corner there, and I noticed that gate is closed. So I went over to push on the gate. Well, it's locked. The other one's locked. And this is...
You locked yourself out of your own property?
In this enclosed area. And so it was... And I might mention, this is a very substantial 8-foot tall wooden fence.
Right.
That hugs the ground except for one little small spot there that was about 8 inches. And so my first thought is, I had my phone in my pocket. So I'm going to call Sharon. Sharon will come out and let me out. Heck no, I'm not going through that humiliation. No. So,
well, there's a 50-50 chance she won't let you out, too. There's always that.
Well, I know that too. So I saw a rock over there, and I said, should I take that rock and just dig me a little tunnel under the under the fence? But it was muddy and everything. I said, can I make it over that 8-foot fence? And I'm here today because I made it over that 8-foot fence carefully. I'm sure the neighbors, if they saw that, they were wondering, why is he breaking into his own place, But anyway, that tested my, what an athlete that I'm still am.
Oh, good for you. I'm glad. So now you can escape the other direction, too.
Exactly.
If somebody locks you in. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you made it.
There's all kind of things that happen when you're doing any kind of project around your house. We have some really funny stories that have been shared with us over the years, and we'll share a few of those with you as we go along. How about you, Joe? What are some of the things you're doing around your place?
Well, I ordered two new windows. In fact, I did something that I hadn't done before, and it worked out really well. I was building a project, and I had a lot of wood left over, and I called the lumber company, and they came and got it. And, of course, they give you a debit onto your, they refund you the amount of money, and they just restock the lumber. And rather than going and picking up the windows, I figured, when you guys are coming to get this lumber to return it, I bought the two windows from them, so they just brought the windows. So I didn't have to go and try to load them into
perfect.
My trail or anything. So if you're ever returning or ordering, keep in mind anything that, even if you're just ordering a little bit of lumber, and I had a lumber yard that I've been using, they were probably about 35-minute drive away, and their delivery fee to Roxbury is $5.
How about that? Wow.
I'm not even sure why they bother charging you, but yeah, it's $5 to deliver. So I've been using them extensively, and I don't bother going to the lumberyard anymore with my trailer or my car. I just call them up. But anyway, so I got these two new windows, and nice Anderson vinyl-clad windows. I had wood windows. I'm sick of scraping them and painting them, so I've been replacing them a little at a time. So I'm going to be doing that, hopefully, as soon as the weather clears up. It's been a little rainy here in Connecticut, but so that's what I'm working on. How about you?
Oh, that sounds good. Well, I'm still tinkering around on all kinds of odds and ends, getting shelves put up in my new garage. I did something there. Instead of just building all of it before I moved in, I just piled everything in the respective corners that I plan on keeping there. And then I was able to say, okay, I've got these ice chests. I have these chairs. I have this, you know, string trimmer, and kind of figured out what I needed. So that's going to take place this weekend, get that taken care of. So little by little, just finishing everything off around here, and then I'm starting the big task of my little seawall or retaining
wall. Along the river?
Yeah, right at the river. So that's one of those things, you once you start, you have to keep going.
Because
I'll have a big
right.
excavator, and you know, we have to, you know, the, all of the very, you know, careful silt fencing that we have to do, and bales of hay and all of this to keep, you know, we don't want anything getting out in the water. So I've got that coming up. So yes, a shovel is in my future. So I've got a little bit of shovel work there to do. But
you know,
the other day we were talking about snakes, and of course nobody likes snakes, but we had
black snakes, right?
Yeah, we were talking about black snakes, and it was one of the trending articles on todayshomeowner.com. Amazing number of comments there. Anytime you post anything about snakes, there's people that hate snakes, most people, and there's others that say, hey, don't kill all of the snakes. But John doesn't say where John is from, but John wrote in and said, hey, I heard you guys talking about snakes, and when I'm working on old houses, we often run into black snakes, but I have heard an old exterminator told me to use mothballs to drive them out, and that's worked for us many, many times. However, the house does smell like mothballs for a little while. So I've heard of that too. I heard about using mothballs for a number of different rodents and you know, reptiles and so forth to be able to keep them away. So apparently it's worked pretty well for John. I appreciate you sending that comment in.
Yeah, my mom had a raccoon, at least one, under her front porch, and she had heard that, and this was going back a few years, and she threw a bunch of handfuls of mothballs under there, and it did drive them out.
Is that right?
Yeah. Now, there is some health hazard with keeping mothballs in the house in an enclosed space, which is what they're originally designed for, I think, like to put in closets to drive out moths.
Yeah.
So if you are handling them and putting them in your home, just be aware, read the precautions, because I think there is a health hazard with too many mothballs in an enclosed space like that.
And I wonder about the cedar, using cedar in closets, if that truly is effective. I mean, you know, I see where you actually can buy a little piece of cedar that hangs, on the closet rod. And I just wonder if that works, because I have had, you know, some suit coats and so forth that had holes all in it.
Right.
That almost looked like burn holes or something, and I don't smoke. So it was, you know, it had to be moths in there somehow.
Yeah, I've had that with some merino wool sweaters as well. But yeah, the cedar does work. Cedar closets and the cedar oil. The only downside is if you put up cedar, has to be aromatic cedar, first of all, is you have to sand it lightly every few years to release the natural oils. And they do make a cedar oil spray that you can also spray on there, but that's relatively expensive. But yeah, the cedar does work. But again, you have to use the aromatic, which is pretty expensive, although they do make sheets of it that look like, not particle board, but like OSB, like oriented strand.
Yeah, I have seen that.
And it's all it's cedar. It's not particularly attractive, but
it's real thin
work.
So that you can put it over drywall and everything.
Right,
Both of us, you know, of course, love to fish, but we also love to eat fish. Now, what about the cedar plank salmon? Have you tried that?
Yes, and I've made it, and I have some cedar planks downstairs. Yeah, it works great.
Okay, here's the question then.
All right.
Did you buy that cedar plank, or did you just use some lumber for it?
Well, actually, I got it as a gift.
Oh, okay.
From my sister for Christmas,
okay.
And it was the cedar planks, and it came with some kind of seasoning. But you can use them pretty much any cedar. When I come down and see you, and I stay at a hotel, there's a restaurant right next door, and every time I go there, I get the cedar plank.
Is that right?
How about that? And that is really thin. That's like it's quarter inch. Usually, you know, it's much thicker. But yeah, it's something about you get that char of the wood and the flavor of the cedar. It's great. Yeah. So if you haven't tried that, definitely try it.
Yeah. But seeing that little bitty plank that you're looking at, and you're going, that's just a piece of wood, and it's like $12.
And
I guess you can use it over and over, can't you? I mean, don't
If it's thick enough. Thin ones, you can't. Yeah, you're supposed to soak it first so it doesn't just incinerate. And it works really well. You can do it on a barbecue, do it indoors on a, like a some kind of grill that you might have on your stove. But yeah, absolutely, don't use anything but cedar, though. So
not pressure-treated wood,
yeah,
please.
Not cement fiber board. It looks like cedar.
Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio, and we're excited to be with you, and I hope you're ready to get some really cool information and some great tips. And I'll tell you what, we are going to announce a brand-new contest here that has a prize package bigger than anything we've ever given away in the history of today's homeowner. We're going to share that with you in just a little bit. We have a simple solution coming up. We've got a great best new product coming up. We're going to be talking about spray foam in the garage. What about that stairway that you have that's covered with carpet starting to look a little bad? Well, what if you replace that carpet with some really nice hardwood? We're going to tell you all about how you can do that and a lot of other tips as we cruise through this today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you're with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Does the outside of your home need a little TLC? Then enter the Elevate Your Exterior contest now at todayshomeowner.com/contest. The winner will be featured on an episode of Today's Homeowner TV, along with a great exterior makeover for their home, complete with Therma-Tru doors, fiber-on decking, and FIPON decorative millwork. Contest ends May 24th, 2020, so enter today at todayshomeowner.com/contest. Brought to you by Therma-Tru doors, fiber-on decking, and FIPON decorative millwork.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We are so glad you're spending a little bit of time with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio, and we certainly appreciate all the wonderful stations all over this country that air the show each and every week, just like this one, WTKI AM 1450 and 105.3 FM in Huntsville, Alabama.
And hello to station owner Fred Holland. Thank you, Fred, for putting us on the air there. Huntsville, Danny, as you well know, is located right on the Tennessee River in far north central Alabama. Its nickname is Rocket City for its help in developing many U.S. space missions, including Explorer 1, which was America's very first satellite. So we're going back generations here. The Apollo program, the Space Shuttle, and the International Space Station. So there's a lot going on up in Huntsville. And it's also the hometown of legendary actress Tallulah Bankhead from the 30s and 40s, who has a tunnel named after her in Mobile, just a few miles from where Danny is. Now, why is there a tunnel named after Tallulah Bankhead? Do you
know? I remember reading that one time, but I don't recall how that happened. I want to say there was something to do. Maybe she got married to a senator or something like that. I don't know exactly what it was. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, her father and uncle, I think, were congressmen or senators or something. Uh-huh. So she comes from a political family. Maybe that. Yeah. But why wouldn't they name it after them? I'm not sure.
Right, I know.
Because no one heard of them. They know Tallulah. Yeah.
Well, we certainly say hello to everybody there in Huntsville. It is a wonderful, wonderful place. Know a lot of people up there that have done very well working with NASA. Matter of fact, our former cameraman from many, many years ago landed his dream job there because he loves space and loves
Who's that?
Mick, we called him Spider-Man. I don't know if you remember old Mick Spear. Years ago, you know, great guy, just fantastic guy, good family guy. And anyway, he's lived there for many, many years.
Yeah,
so special hello to everybody up there. We certainly appreciate you tuning in. Right now, we're going to head a little further north, maybe North Dakota, and check in with Tom. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let us know what you have in mind here as far as your garage.
Well, what I'm looking at doing, first of all, I have an unheated garage, and up here, the winters get pretty cold, but yet, right now, the garage captures some heat just radiating from the house, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was just thinking about maybe insulating the garage, at least the ceiling, and maybe the north and west walls, mm-hmm. Just to try to retain some of that retain some of the heat. What I'm looking at doing is either putting some fiberglass bats up there, 6-inch bats, you know, that fit down in within the truss rafters.
Sure.
Or maybe just going with the spray foam insulation.
Uh-huh.
The question I really have on it is, if I go with the spray foam insulation, is that going to create problems as far as moisture retention?
Well, I'll tell you, you're going to be dealing with a potential moisture retention regardless of how you insulate it. The foam, I don't know if you've priced that. That's going to be really costly to come in, even though it's a very simple type of application. It will cost you a fair amount of money to have that blown in. Now, if you do blow in that, that's generally blown on the underside of the roof decking. And then if you have any kind of gable end, they would spray it, and then right down on all of the walls that they can get to. So basically, you're just enclosing that whole entire envelope with the foam. Now, that probably is going to be your best way to go, though it's more expensive. Now, if you go another route that's less expensive and easy to do yourself, is to use mineral wool insulation. One of the brand names there is Rock Wool. And that's pretty friendly. And the reason I would recommend that is because it's very moisture resistant. It won't mold. It won't mildew. It just doesn't absorb the water and the humidity like fiberglass would. So that probably would be a better way to go. And it will help. I mean, it will help retain whatever heat you have there. But without a little bit of a heat source, you're still going to have a cold area in there.
Sure. And my garage right now, we've got the 5/8-inch sheetrock on the ceiling. So I guess what I was just looking at doing was just addressing the ceiling at this point. The other thing I was thinking is maybe with the cars going in and out frequently, I probably wouldn't have much of a moisture retention issue anyway, but I don't plan to put any sort of a heating source in there.
Okay. Well, it'll still help tremendously. Anything that you can do to insulate you from the outside is going to help a lot. So I would maybe get a price on the spray foam, but then, you know, consider the mineral wool as another alternative.
I did check out the spray foam. It runs about 2.5 times the cost of fiberglass bat insulation.
That sounds right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't, and that's just basically looking at my cost of just the, and then I install it. Bats myself versus having somebody come in with a spray foam.
Right, I got you. And the mineral wool will be slightly more than the fiberglass, so it's in between those pricing that you have there. So, but it's so easy to install, and just, I mean, it's a great way to go. Sometimes some areas of the country it's hard to find it, but that is something we'd certainly recommend.
Sure. Does the mineral wool, is that a safer product to handle than the fiberglass bats?
I don't even wear gloves with it. I mean, it doesn't irritate you at all. And I mean, it might irritate somebody, you know, that is very sensitive to it. But we've used it without gloves. You take a serrated bread knife, like a cake knife, and you're able to cut it very, very easy, fit it around every little crook and cranny that you have there. So I like it a lot.
Okay, well, thanks. I'll have to take a look at that one, too.
Good. All right, Tom. Well, thanks so much for being with us here on the show, and best of luck to you on your project.
Sure. Thank you much.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Yeah, that is a lot easier to install, because the fiberglass fibers tend to float in the air. I mean, I would still recommend wearing a dust mask of some sort.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't get those fibers just floating all over the place and sticking to anything like the fiberglass.
What does North Dakota make you think of, Joe?
Well, I think of having the honor of joining Danny on his visit to his 50th state. He had been run out of the other 49, so we decided to see if that led him into North Dakota. And we went fishing there on his birthday. It was like 3 or 4 years ago, I guess.
Yeah,
now,
that's
Danny.
Right. Yeah.
And we went to a lake. Do you remember the name of the lake we went to?
Devil's Lake.
Well, Devil's Lake.
Well, that's where we stayed.
Yeah, but the lake itself we fished. Yeah. Remember, it was called Dry Lake, which I thought was unusual.
That's right. Yeah.
When I heard we're going to Dry Lake, I thought, well, this should be pretty easy to catch fish. What, do you just walk out there and grab them? How does that work? But Zippy, our guide, took us out to Dry Lake, and we caught walleye for like 3 straight days, right?
Yeah, Zippy was quite a character there. And I remember on the second day, he says, who are you guys? And I said, why are you asking that? He said, well, the Chamber of, you must have put a tweet out or something, because the Chamber of Commerce head of Chamber of Commerce, called me this morning and said,
"That's right.
Hey, you know those guys on our own TV and radio and everything, so take good care of them so that they say good things about us."
Well, here we are. We're still saying good things about
them. Yeah, exactly. No, it was fantastic. I would definitely go back and do that again. That was a lot of fun and a lot of things there that really, really had a great, great time. Tell you what, right now, let me share with you our best new product of the week, brought to you by the Home Depot, where doers get more done. Managing your thermostat well is an important part of making your home more energy efficient. And the all-new Ecobee Smart Thermostat with voice control makes that job even easier than before. In addition to the Wi-Fi connectivity that you would expect from a smart thermostat, this model also has voice control by Alexa built right in, and it integrates well with other systems like Google Assistant, as well as Apple HomeKit and Samsung SmartThings. It also includes a smart sensor to keep important rooms comfortable by adjusting your thermostat based on occupancy and the temperature, so you can control your thermostat at home or remotely using your voice, phone, computer, or Apple Watch. Wow, look what the world's coming to. And that control can translate into energy savings of up to 23% on your energy or cooling cost. Wow. Compared to holding that thermostat at 72 degrees all the time. So to find out more about the Ecobee Smart Thermostat with voice control, go to HomeDepot.com. They always have some great, great products that each and every week we're able to share with you. Another one, and we also have a feature on our national television show that's hosted by Jody Marks. That is our best new product of the week there. Hey, we're rolling along on today's Homeowner Radio. A lot of things coming up about how you can really make that carpeted staircase look a lot better. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of. And by Brohn.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we're already having a lot of fun, already talking to some folks, trying to help them out with a few projects, and we're going to go right to Missouri right now. Deanna is on the line with us, and Deanna, I understand you're doing a little research for your husband there on a project. Tell us all about it.
Yes, I am. Well, we've lived in our home 25 years, and we're redoing each level, each room, one by one, and now we're about done. And we have a two-story house, and it's got a stairway. So when you come in the front door, that's the first thing you see. Mm-hmm. And it's got carpet on it, so we want to remove the carpet and put the wood steps in like you see nowadays and put a runner down the middle. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So we want to redo our stairs to make it look nice. They're a little nervous about how to do that.
Okay. All right. Well, it is a significant project. I mean, it's something that we've done many, many times. And of course, every staircase is built a little different. And so removing that carpet, and also there will be a little strip there on each of the stairs. It's a tack strip that you would have to remove. Mm-hmm. And you really have to get down to that part before you can measure and decide the pieces of oak or hardwood that would go over that. Now, there are many companies that sell the kits and customize it for yours, and it's kind of like putting together a puzzle. But Joe, in there, have you seen it done a couple different ways? When Deanna's mentioning putting the carpet down the middle,
right?
Have you seen them where they just put the ends on, just the, instead of covering the whole thing with oak, they just do the end caps on it and then run the runner down the middle? Have you seen that very often?
Yeah, I have. And Deanna, so we're talking about you don't have a runner going down. You have like each tread is and the risers, the vertical parts, are completely wrapped in carpeting. Is that correct? Is that what you have now?
Yes, that's how it is today. They're all wrapped.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and have you pulled up the carpet to see what's underneath there?
Not yet.
Well, we'll hold on. Go get your husband and tell him. No. Well, chances are you're going to find plywood and particle board or whatever they use, nothing that you want to keep. But yeah, there are a couple of ways to do that. As Danny mentioned, sometimes you've seen hardwood, you may have seen hardwood treads with the runner down the middle. you know, so underneath you wouldn't know what was there. So
right.
you could try that. And the nice thing about that is when the runner wears out, you can easily replace it. And actually there's a simple solution that if you have a runner that comes down your steps and it goes across the treads and then down the risers and the treads start to wear off, what you can do is disconnect it and pull it down like 8 or 10 inches, and what you end up with is with the clean surface that were on the risers are now on the treads.
Right.
So you're basically, you know, get a whole new carpeted surface. But yeah, there are a couple of different ways to go. There's a company, Danny, what's the name of the company?
L.J. Smith. And
Smith.
You can reach them at ljsmith.com. And they've got a pretty good group of people that you can really call, send pictures, send measurements, and they can design the entire thing for you. That might be worthwhile so that you can get an idea on the cost of it and to be able to see if it is something that you want to tackle. I mean, it's not that hard, but it's just a little complicated in ordering the right pieces. But they can help guide you through that part of it. And then it's time to break out the glue gun. And it'd be really nice to have a pneumatic nailer with the right nails to be able to recess the nails and make it really go together very well. But definitely plenty of construction adhesive.
Okay, great.
Deanna, is your husband pretty handy?
He is.
Good.
He's very handy. We've redone the living room, kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, and he's pretty much done it all himself.
Great.
So, yeah.
Well, the good thing about this project is that, you know, you can get better as you go along, right? Because you're basically redoing the same thing for each step. And so I'm sure after doing two or three treads, he'll probably get the hang of it, and I'm sure it'll come out great. And often, you only have to replace the treads. The risers are usually pine or something, and those are fine. If it's plywood, you don't like it, I would sand them, prime them, and paint them, and leave them, and then just put the hardwood oak, as Danny mentioned. Oak, red oak is typically what they use.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to go with is oak, for sure. It'll match our hardwood floor, so.
Great. Well, good luck.
Excellent. Well, that's a great project, and you're very smart to do a little research here ahead of time. But there's a lot of companies out there, but this is one that we know that we've worked with before. So ljsmith.com.
Okay. Got it. And I will look them up. And thank you, Danny and Joe, for your help and your information.
Hey, our pleasure. Let us know if we can help you any other time. You have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
Okay, thank you.
You said she was researching for her husband. I thought you were going to say she was researching for a new husband, because I'm not sure we could help her out there.
Well, that's great if you can just kind of line up all of the information, because you don't want to get in the middle of something there, or certainly you don't want to order something, and you get there and go, oh, I wish I had thought of that. You know, that's
a
real important part of any project. Hey, I'll tell you what, you know, one of the things we consistently get questions on is about metal roofing. You know, it's just the use of metal roofing is everywhere. And so, you know, when we just celebrated Earth Day recently, I think it was the 22nd of April, and you know, there's all kind of choices you can make for your home that are a little kinder to the planet, and that definitely includes selecting a metal roof. You know, metal roof is more sustainable because it's designed to actually last 50 plus years. It's made from recycled materials and is very energy efficient. But when it comes to making an environmentally smart choice for your roof, there are a few things that you really need to keep in mind.
Well, first is, you know, a lot of people are considering solar panels, putting solar panels on the roof to make cheap, actually free electricity. And there's no better surface than a metal roof, right? To put the metal roof, as opposed to putting it over a wood or asphalt shingle roof, you know, which needs to be repaired and patched much more often. So if you're considering doing putting on solar panels, definitely look into metal roof. It's an ideal platform for solar panels.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. And remember, materials such as asphalt, they just don't last that long. And homeowners can end up having to replace the roof as many as three times over its lifetime. So, you know, that's another thing to consider, because where are those asphalt shingles going to end up? Well, in the landfill.
And also, metal roofing come with special high-tech coatings. Sometimes you may have heard of them referred to as cool roofs. And that's because they do a great job of reflecting solar radiation, and they're ENERGY STAR qualified. And they can lower the roof temp. Listen to this, Danny. They can lower the roof temperature by as much as 50%. So if you're trying to keep that heat out of your attic and your home, check out these metal roofs, these cool metal roofs.
And also, maintenance-wise, a lot easier. You know, really, all you have to do with a metal roof is just wash it from time to time with mild soap and water. That's really all that's necessary. So, and remember, you know, when you think about being able to use recycled materials, it makes a lot. But to learn a lot more about this, you can visit the Metal Roofing Alliance website at metalroofing.com. metalroofing.com. That's metalroofing.com. Hey, more information coming up and a lot of things that we want to tell you about right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
All kinds of critters would love to destroy your yard. Now you can repel them with Repelzol from Bonide. Repelzol contains natural ingredients to control more than a dozen animals for up to 2 months. Guaranteed. Apply it to trees, shrubs, perennials, lawns, and more. It even stops animals from chewing on fences. Get Repelzol from Bonide, the name you can trust, with nearly 100 years of experience in lawns and gardens all across America. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Black and green stuff growing on your roof or siding? Pick up Wet and Forget's new rapid application hose end. Now Wet and Forget No Scrub Outdoor Cleaner is even easier with a brand new nozzle that attaches to your garden hose and sprays up to 30 feet. Wet and Forget hose end quickly and easily treats surfaces you normally couldn't reach without climbing up the ladder. Each bottle cleans up to a whopping 2,000 square feet. Visit wetandforget.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer, indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com.
Thankfully, spring is on the way. Warmer temperatures, trees blooming, and a whole new list of projects to tackle around the house. Whatever your springtime project, look to Titebond for the help you need to get it done. Titebond has everything from trusted wood glues to reliable sealants to an entire lineup of construction adhesives. So this spring, trust what the pros choose. Trust Titebond for glues, sealants, and adhesives. For more information, visit Titebond.com or see them on Facebook.
Does the outside of your home need a little TLC? Then enter the Elevate Your Exterior contest now at todayshomeowner.com/contest. The winner will be featured on an episode of Today's Homeowner TV, along with a great exterior makeover for their home, complete with Therma-True doors, fiber-on decking, and FIPON decorative millwork. Contest ends May 24th, 2020, so enter today at todayshomeowner.com/contest. Brought to you by Therma-True doors, fiber-on decking, and FIPON decorative millwork.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Bonide Products, providing best solutions for your home, lawn, garden, and farm for more than 90 years.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lifford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini, trying to solve problems and help people out all over this country with some of the challenges you have in owning a home. Part of owning a home is to maintain it and hopefully get around to improving it from time to time. But also, it ends up sometimes can be a little frustrating. And Jim is on the line right now with a kind of a frustrating situation. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Danny. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Glad to have you on. I'm very interested in this situation here. Tell us about it.
Yeah, over the years, owning several homes, you know, I've taken great pride in my ability to build a good fence. Because in the South, we love our fences, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
This pressure-treated lumber is an inferior product, to say the least. And I think I'm going to have to end up going with a, you know, like a steel post or an aluminum post or something like that, because I've done both. I've tried 4x4s, and what happens is they bend and twist and warp and do all kinds of funny stuff when you stick them standing straight up. So I thought, well, maybe I'll outsmart this. And then I went to a 4x6, a bigger, thicker piece of wood. That joker's not going anywhere, but it did the same thing. They bend and twist, and now you got a crooked fence. And it's making me crazy because, one, it's expensive and hard work. And now I got to pull them jokers up out of the ground and put in a new one. And there's no guarantee that the new one's going to do it. It's not going to warp or bend or twist or something funny, you know?
Yeah, Jim, talking about bowing and warping and twisting and doing crazy stuff, it sounds like when Danny goes out onto the dance floor. And and I'm not sure he's pressure treated, so he might be, but I'm not exactly sure.
I thought you're supposed to dance like no one is watching you. I didn't know. That's what I was embracing.
Yeah, but everyone's watching you. That's the problem. They're going to put a spoon in your mouth. They're afraid you're going to swallow your tongue. Jim, yeah, 4x4s certainly have more of a problem than 4x6s, and 6x6s would be an option. But then you're, you know, really, you know, moving up in cost. And as you've discovered, there's really not much you can do. You can hand pick them, try to remove the ones that don't have a lot of knots in them, because that'll warp. You can lay the posts out in the sun for several days before installing them, let them dry out, and any that start twisting and warping, just send them back to the store and get a refund. But the challenge, of course, is you've got this sitting in the ground, so it's absorbing moisture, or at least on the ground is absorbing moisture. The top part isn't, so the post doesn't know what it's doing. It's trying to dry out, and it's getting wet, and it's trying to get wet, and it's drying out. And it's just the luck of the draw. If you install 10 of these, Jim, I suspect 4 of them might warp, but some of them are perfectly straight, right? You're not seeing them all warping.
Yeah, it's a mix.
Yeah.
I found something on the internet that said to try and find pressure-treated lumber that has a code on it that says like KDAF or AT or something like that, like kiln dried after treatment.
Right.
And Home Depot, Lowe's doesn't have such that animal.
Yeah, we're about to build a deck for it's going to be featured on our television show, and we're using all kiln dried or KDAT material for that. One of the reasons we're using KDAT is because it is, and just to back up to explain a little bit more what that is, after the pressure treatment process, of course, they're injecting the preservative in this wood. Most of it is pine. Then they put it in the kiln to just dry it out some so that you can actually stain it or paint it immediately, whereas most treated wood, you have to wait a little while. So that's one of the advantages of that. But also, I'm thinking that it will be better solving the problem that you're having, because it already is dry, so you're not having that expansion and contraction that's causing that bending and twisting and so forth. So I think that would be, and you can probably get the local lumber dealer to order you a few of the posts for that. It would certainly be worth a try. We'd love to, if you go that route, we'd love to know if that works out well for you, because actually the deck we're building, we're going to have probably 30 4x4s that are part of that deck and right out in the sun. So I guess we'll see for ourselves if that's going to be a problem, because there's quite a bit of wood going into that. It's just that massive wood like that has to move somehow, and that's where a lot of times on porches and so forth, when we're building columns, instead of putting a post there, we may put a post there, but then we encase it with 1x6s or 1x8s so that that movement is not so detectable after it stays out in the weather a little bit. So that might be something, you wouldn't want to do that with a fence, but the kiln dry may be the way to go.
Yeah, I'll have to investigate that. I used to live in New Orleans, and I had a home that was on in one of the historical areas, and I was rebuilding the porch and could not use pressure-treated lumber. So I had to use something that was pretty expensive. Fortunately, I didn't need too much of it, but it was like a subspecies of what was originally available in 1890 or whatever.
Wow.
I had to order that from a lumber yard, and it was expensive.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you don't want to go that route.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Danny.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jim. Have a great weekend. Yeah, that's so frustrating when you see that. Treated wood's great. Any kind of weather-resistant wood is the way you have to go with fencing. But, boy, it's out in the elements, and it's getting rained on, and it's, and then just like you described, it's getting soaking wet, and then all of a sudden, next day, the sun is bearing down on it. Something's going to move.
Yeah, and you should also angle the top so it sheds water and seal that really well, because you don't want water. That's the end grain exposed, and it's super porous like a sponge. So the top of the post, and if you want to, they make caps for them. If you want to put a cap on it to seal, anything you do to keep the water out, but 90% of it's going to be exposed, and a good percent of it's stuck in the ground. So yeah, there's not much. You just hope it moves and doesn't warp. I mean, if it swells a little bit, that's one thing, but you don't want them twisting and warping.
Yeah, exactly. And I love letting it dry out like I did my fence here and staining it with an exterior stain. I know that's going to help that, but it still moves a little bit. Okay, coming up, we're going to tell you about the biggest contest that today's homeowner has ever undertaken. I look forward to sharing that with you. And Joe has a great simple solution for you. All that and more when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear this.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
All kinds of critters would love to destroy your yard. Now you can repel them with Repelzol from Bonide. Repelzol contains natural ingredients to control more than a dozen animals for up to 2 months. Guaranteed. Apply it to trees, shrubs, perennials, lawns, and more. It even stops animals from chewing on fences. Get Repelzol from Bonide, the name you can trust, with nearly 100 years of experience in lawns and gardens all across America. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Braun Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Braun under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun New Tone, come home to fresh air.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the show, where we're about to tell you about the biggest contest we've ever had here on Today's Homeowner. It's a brand new contest. This is the first announcement for it right now. If your house needs an exterior facelift, then you might be in luck. Head over to todayshomeowner.com/contest to enter the Elevate Your Exterior contest right now. The winner will receive an exterior makeover worth up to $20,000. We're really excited to be partnering with our friends from Therma-Tru Doors, great doors, Fiberon Decking, fantastic composite decking, and Fipon Decorative Millwork for this contest. Now, the whole project will be featured on an upcoming episode of the Today's Homeowner television show. Again, what you need to do right now, todayshomeowner.com/contest to enter right now through May 24th. So don't let it slip by. Go ahead and jump on that right now. todayshomeowner.com/contest. A lot of thanks there to our friends at Therma-Tru Doors, Fiberon Decking, and Fipon Decorative Millwork. How you like that one, Joe?
I love it. And I think most people, after spending a lot of time in their home, are looking forward to getting outside and fixing up the outside. So got $20,000. That should go a long way.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Okay, Joe, you got a simple solution in your pocket to share with us?
I certainly do. I just took it out. It's nice and fresh.
Okay.
If you keep your barbecue grill on a deck, as most of us do, here's an easy way to add a convenient shelf for holding, you know, all the stuff you need, the platters of food and condiments and other grilling accoutrements. You can cut a simple shelf from a wide board. It could be plywood, but the one I made was a piece of pine, to span a section of the deck's handrail. Make the shelf between 16 to 24 inches long, and the underside of the shelf, you're going to screw on two pieces of narrow wood. It could be 1x2s. You could rip it down a little narrower. And what you want to do is form a little L-shaped cleat. And the size of the notch in the cleat is to fit over the deck, the back edge of the handrail on the deck, right? So usually the handrail extends a little bit, and it's typically 3/4 to 1 inch thick. So the notch fits over. So then you just set the shelf on the railing, tap on the back edge to lock that cleat onto the railing, and that's it. The shelf is nice and sturdy, plenty wide enough, and we shot a video of that, and you can see that right now at todayshomeowner.com.
There you go, and that's todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. You can check that one out. That's a video of that, and 500 other videos that you can see with our simple solution. It's pretty good. And another thing, just as a little PSA here, let's make sure when you're using your grill on a wood deck that you don't burn your wood deck down.
That's a good, or the house. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, or the house. It's good to make sure you're far enough away from the combustible materials that most decks are made of, and a grill pad is a very good investment.
Yes.
Put right on the floor, and then put your grill on top of that. Or what I just did yesterday on my little boathouse where I put a little grill out there is a sheet of fiber cement siding that I had left over from the house. I cut a small little spot of that and put it right down on the deck, and then I put that right over it. So I think I'll be safe for grilling those hamburgers a little bit later on. But
not to mention the fish.
Yeah, that's right. Fish, yeah. If I can figure out how to catch more fish around here, that would be very helpful. Okay, that wraps up the first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. Certainly glad you spent some time with us. And if you're listening to a radio station that does not carry the second hour, that's okay. Head over to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you don't miss a thing. And don't forget about the podcast. todayshomeowner.com/podcast will tell you where you can upload it. And you can pretty much upload it anywhere you upload your current podcast that you may listen to. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Fruini. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.